Language Course, Book 23, Tape 2B. Hello. Open your activities booklet to Tape 2B. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the words and sentences.
Number 1. Collide. Collide. The two cars collided. They hit while going at a high rate of speed. Number 2. Collapse. Collapse. The building collapsed. Its exterior walls fell in. Number 3. Crush. Crush. A man was crushed when the walls fell in. Number 4. Fracture. Fracture. He had a fracture in his foot and in his arm. Because of his broken bones, he couldn't move. Number 5. Conscious. Conscious. He was conscious and felt a lot of pain. Number 6. Series. Series. The numbers were in a series, one after another. Number 7. During the time. During the time. During the time you were out, Ned and Bob came to see you. Number 8. Investigate. Investigate. The police were asked to investigate the matter. They checked into the situation. Number 9. Whenever. Whenever. We must be very alert whenever we are behind the wheel.
Now look at Figure 2. Read the paragraph to yourself while you listen to it read.
I read about an accident that occurred yesterday. The driver lost control of his car. It collided with another car. His car was thrown into an old building. The building collapsed when the car hit it. The driver was almost crushed under the fallen roof. He had a few fractures, but he survived. During the time he was in the car, he was conscious and in a lot of pain. He told the policeman, who was investigating the accident, that he had taken his eyes off the road for only a second while he turned on the radio. The man learned the hard way. Now he knows that he needs to be very alert whenever he's behind the wheel of a car.
Look at Figure 3. You will hear questions about the paragraph in Figure 2. Select the answer in Figure 3 and circle A, B, or C.
Number 1. What happened to the car of the driver who lost control? Number 2. What almost happened to the driver? Number 3. Did he break any bones? Number 4. Was he conscious or unconscious after the accident? Number 5. What was the policeman doing? Number 6. When will the victim be very alert from now on?
Let's check your answers. Listen to the questions and repeat the correct responses.
Number 1 is A. Listen. What happened to the car of the driver who lost control? Repeat. It collided with another car and an old building. Number 2 is C. Listen. What almost happened to the driver? Repeat. He almost got crushed. Number 3 is B. Listen. Did he break any bones? Repeat. Yes, he had a few fractures. Number 4 is C. Listen. Was he conscious or unconscious after the accident? Repeat. He was aware. Number 5 is A. Listen. What was the policeman doing? Repeat. He was conducting an investigation. Number 6 is B. Listen. When will the victim be very alert from now on? Repeat. Whenever he drives his car.
Now look at figure 4. Repeat the underlined words and phrases which are in the reading.
Repeat. Wounded. Wounded. When a person is wounded. Infection. Infection. Prevent infection. Sequence. Sequence. Follow this sequence. Continuous. Continuous. Apply continuous pressure. Firm. Firm. Steady. Steady. Apply firm and steady pressure. Vein. Vein. Artery. Artery. To the vein or artery. Restrict. Restrict. Restrict all movement. Exposed. Exposed. They are not exposed.
Now read the paragraph silently while you listen to it.
When giving first aid to a person who has been wounded, there are certain steps which should be followed. There are two things which need to be accomplished when treating any wound. Stop the bleeding and prevent infection. Keep these in mind as you follow this sequence of steps. 1. Wash your hands if possible. 2. If the bleeding is not too serious, wash the wound. 3. Apply continuous pressure to the wound using a clean cloth. If the cloth becomes soaked, don't change it. Put more cloth on top. 4. If the bleeding doesn't stop, apply firm and steady pressure to the vein or artery which is between the wound and the heart. 5. Elevate the wound higher than the heart. 6. If you think there's a fracture, restrict all movement. 7. Cover the wound with a bandage. Wounds heal faster when they are not exposed.
Go to figure 5. Listen to a statement. Circle T if the statement is true, and circle F if the statement is false.
Number 1. A person who has been wounded needs first aid. Number 2. An infection is always the result of first aid. Number 3. A sequence of steps means that one step comes after the other. Number 4. Veins and arteries shouldn't be squeezed when giving first aid. Number 5. If a bone is broken, it shouldn't be moved. Number 6. A wound is not exposed if it is covered.
Now listen to the statements again and check your answers.
Number 1 is true. Listen. A person who has been wounded needs first aid. Number 2 is false. Listen. An infection is always the result of first aid. This is false. First aid helps prevent infection. Number 3 is true. Listen. A sequence of steps means that one step comes after the other. Number 4 is false. Listen. Veins and arteries shouldn't be squeezed when giving first aid. This is false. Veins and arteries which are between a wound and the heart need to be pressed in order to stop the bleeding. Number 5 is true. Listen. If a bone is broken, it shouldn't be moved. It should be restricted. Number 6 is also true. Listen. A wound is not exposed if it is covered.
Look at figure 6. Al's driving instructor is giving him advice as Al drives along. Repeat the instructor's sentences. Note the tenses and the bold-faced words.
Number 1. Buckle your seatbelt before you start the car. Number 2. Turn on the air conditioner now that you are driving. Number 3. You'll turn left after you drive a mile. Number 4. You were going too fast when you passed that car. Number 5. You drove too fast while you were near a school zone. Number 6. You were looking at me as you were driving. Number 7. Don't blow the horn whenever you pass cars. Number 8. You had paid close attention before you got to the park.
Look at figure 7. Listen to part of a sentence. Select the best ending. Circle A, B, or C.
Number 1. Sharpen your pencil. Number 2. Let's go for a swim. Number 3. Hank will water the grass. Number 4. John was walking too fast. Number 5. Jerry was laughing a lot. Number 6. Mary listens to the radio. Number 7. Frank heard the news. Number 8. David had acted in many plays.
Check your answers and repeat the complete sentences.
Number 1 is B. Repeat. Sharpen your pencil before class starts. Number 2 is A. Repeat. Let's go for a swim now that the weather is nice. Number 3 is B. Repeat. Hank will water the grass after he cuts it. Number 4 is C. Repeat. John was walking too fast when he fell. Number 5 is A. Repeat. Jerry was laughing a lot while you were telling us a story. Number 6 is B. Repeat. Mary listens to the radio while she eats breakfast. Number 7 is C. Repeat. Frank heard the news as he was driving home. Number 8 is A. Repeat. David had acted in many plays before he had the accident.
Look at figure 8. Listen to a paragraph. Write the topic. Listen.
Many people feel much safer if they have a handgun always loaded and ready in case someone enters their home illegally. However, this presents problems which should be considered before purchasing a gun. If there are children in the house, the weapon has to be kept out of their reach. Safety procedures for handling a firearm should be followed closely. There are laws concerning owning and firing a weapon which should be understood. The person purchasing a gun needs to learn how to handle it. Some time should be spent practicing shooting a gun. The safety and the legal factors need to be investigated before bringing a gun to one's home.
Now, write the topic in figure 8. The topic of the paragraph is something like keeping a gun in the house. This is the end of tape 2B, book 23.